Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Great to bring in the outstanding Peter King, NBC Sports Football Morning in America. Peter, thanks a lot for being with us this week.
Hey, my pleasure. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and again, my best to Ann and you. I know last week was a tough week, so...
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, you've had a chance to know him over the years. That was almost surreal watching it happen on Monday night. A, what were your thoughts watching it, and then the reaction afterward?
Well, Steve, remember when we were kids in Enfield, Connecticut, and on Saturday afternoon there was a show, ABC's Wide World of Sports, and we couldn't get enough sports, so whatever sports were on TV, we watched it. And I don't know, they had surfing, they had cliff diving from Acapulco. They had all these weird sports from all over the world. I remember Jim Kay, who was the host, would always at the beginning talk about human drama of athletic competition.
Yep.
And honestly, you know, sports is an incredible reality show, and football is sort of taken over as number one, number two, number three biggest sport in the U.S., it seems. And so if sports really is the ultimate reality show, then there's got to be reality. And sometimes reality bites. You know, sometimes it's just really, really hard to fathom, really, really hard to take. And I don't mean to make light or make just how it really isn't that important and all that. It's obviously very important to a lot of people. They were crushed on Monday night. But if you were going to love sports and love the absolute total unpredictability and capriciousness of sports, then very occasionally you got to get punched in the gut. And that's what happened Monday night.
And at the end, you would talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat as the ski jumper went off the side.
That's right.
So now I want to get to Zach Wilson, because Zach Wilson went through an offseason with no pressure and went through a preseason with no pressure because he wasn't expected to be the guy. He was going to learn. What interests you about Zach Wilson now being reinserted with the pressure upon him that wasn't upon him for the last 8 months?
I think one of the things that Zach Wilson has studied over the last 5 months is how Aaron Rodgers is the coolest guy in the room, and how Aaron Rodgers doesn't really get uptight and excitable and all that. He just plays football. And the game slows down for him. And, Steve, when I think of Zach Wilson, one of the words that comes to mind is frenetic. Mm-hmm. And what worries me about Zach Wilson, and I certainly hope that he's better than this, but I saw a lot of 2022 Zach Wilson on Monday night. And one of the throws that he made, the interception he threw to Matt Milano, was just so cookie cutter about what he did last year so often. He just made this kind of throw that said, what in the world are you thinking? He lost to the New York Jets last year, making two of those throws in the fourth quarter of the game that you just said, you can't play this guy anymore. Whoever it is behind him, I don't know who it is, but you got to put him in the game. Mm-hmm. And that's when they ended up playing Flacco and Mike White and all that. But Steve, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know that just because you're around Aaron Rodgers that you become Aaron Rodgers.
Agreed.
And I'm skeptical that Zach Wilson's going to be able to do it.
Yeah, so many times you end up being, you are who you are. Doesn't matter who you're around, you are who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike McDaniel, I had a chance to really talk to Mike when he was here for Penn State's Pro Day. And he's got a great personality, but he's also been through a lot to get to this point. What did you think of the performance of the Dolphins? Tua, who obviously at this time of the year, thereabouts 11 months ago, people were wondering, would he have a career? What were your thoughts on watching that combination work together?
Well, I think he's the perfect guy for Tua Tagovailoa because, you know, when he had Brian Flores, Tua knew that Brian Flores was not totally in his corner. He liked him and everything, but he just never felt, you know, he always felt like he wanted Deshaun Watson or he wanted the next guy, you know. And I think when Mike McDaniel was hired, he knew absolutely unequivocally that this team was all in on Tua. Now, it could be that Tua is not going to be able to stay healthy enough, you know, so that he's ever going to be able to be consistently great. We'll find out. I mean, he's missed a month of each of the last two seasons because of injury. But you know what I say about that? I covered the Giants in the 80s, in my much, much, much younger days, you know, Phil Sims was thought of as an injury-prone guy.
Yes.
Because four of his first 5 years with the Giants, he got injured. But then he wound up being, you know, basically Iron Phil. You couldn't get him out of there. And so I think it's too early to say anything about the long-term prospects of Tua and everything. But one of the reasons why he's so good with Mike McDaniel is that, A, he really wants to be coached and coached hard, and, B, Mike McDaniel really doesn't have many sacred cows.
Yeah.
You know, there's a clip, there's an NFL Films clip of him on the sidelines last year during the season saying to Tua just during a TV timeout, "Hey, I remember watching tape of you, like your early high school tape and all that." And he said, "Bro, you sucked." And, you know, and you say, "Well, why? How does that help? Why does it?" And, you know, you see the video and Tua's just laughing.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you need to cut the tension a little bit. And I think that's what he does well. That plus the fact that I think a lot of these coaches in the Shanahan, McDaniel, obviously McVay, Tree, Matt LaFleur, they can scheme people open right now as well as anybody I've seen in recent years.
Yeah.
So, and look, it helps to have a guy with the physical tools of Tyreek Hill too, but they're really, really smart about having somebody open and oftentimes wide open on every play. And if you're Tua, how do you not love that?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, Giants fans will remember Scott Bruner would have to step in for
Sims.
Yeah. So I have to ask you about Deshaun Watson. We got obviously essentially an end of the season cameo last year. How interested are you to watch the first 6 weeks of this season to see what he can and can't do in conjunction with that defense?
Steve, I watched a lot of that game on Sunday, the Cincinnati-Cleveland game. I thought it was the most interesting, entering the weekend, the most interesting game in the league. Because on the one side, you had Joe Burrow, who showed, by the way, that he doesn't have all his athleticism and speed back by any means.
Right.
And then you saw Deshaun Watson. You want to see, is he going to be better than he was in his six games last year? And the early answer on him is he wasn't. He was no better than he was last year. If you watch that game, if you could get just a shot of all of his throws in that game, there's four or five throws that bounced way in front of his receiver.
Yeah.
And you're saying to yourself, man, where is the accuracy gone for Deshaun Watson? It's like remember when Steve Blass started to aim the ball and guys who have had the yips in baseball? I have no idea if that is anything what's happening here, but man, he's not accurate. And yes, absolutely, unequivocally, I'll be watching him again this week. I'm really curious to see if he can get out of this funk that he's in.
And by the way, love the 40-year retrospective videos. They have been really tremendous.
Oh, a lot of fun.
Peter, yeah. Thanks so much. Appreciate the time so much. And
no problem, Steve. Anytime. Hope everything is well, and good luck this weekend. You going to Illinois?
Going to Illinois. Flying out tomorrow.
Wow, good. Hey, good luck to the Lions.
I appreciate it, Peter. Thanks so much.
Take care.